Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the fascinating world of science, the cutting edge of science, science that affects your life, science that changes your view of the universe. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, why don't you give us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And when you hear the tone, leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from. And hey, this is your chance to share your thoughts, your questions on national radio. We have about 100 radio stations that carry the signal. Plus, of course, you can hear it on the internet anywhere on the planet Earth. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it's about what I do for a living. I'm a professor of physics. I get paid by the city of New York to work on something called string theory, which we think but cannot yet prove is the fabled theory of everything, which allows us to explain everything there is in the universe using mathematics, the mathematics of string theory. And also, go to my Facebook site, and on Facebook we have about 5 million fans on Facebook. So once again, this is your opportunity to ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about this great universe of ours. The number to call once again is 612-564-8135. Okay, moving on. Well, let's take the first listener phone call.
Here's Leah Hill, Washington. My question is, do you think it's more likely that there will be technology developed to simulate space travel and humans will never actually exit the solar system, and it would be equivalent in a human's mind to actually searching for other habitable planets? Thank you.
Well, I think what you're saying is it possible that we can simulate the hazards of space travel? Because one day we will be perhaps leaving the solar system, and who knows, perhaps venturing to some of the nearby planets in our sector of the Milky Way galaxy. And the answer is yes, simulations are getting very good. However, there's one thing that's quite difficult to simulate, and that is weightlessness. You know that if you're a jet pilot, you can briefly experience weightlessness if you turn off your jet engines. In fact, we do this with our test pilots. We put them in something called the Vomit Comet. The Vomit Comet is where Tom Hanks filmed Apollo 13. You basically go into a dive, and then you rise, and then you turn off your engine. When you turn off your engine, you're in free fall. And so the force of gravity is canceled by the fact that you're moving in an upward direction, and you are weightlessness. You experience weightlessness, which is something that is very difficult to duplicate on the planet Earth. And so we can simulate a lot of the hazards of space travel. But one thing that is difficult to simulate is weightlessness. And in fact, in outer space, we may want to spin our spacecraft to compensate for that effect. In other words, when we go to Mars, for example, it takes about 9 months to go to Mars from the planet Earth. A 2-year round trip is what we envision for our astronauts. And the question is, can we withstand that much weightlessness? At some point, we may want to spin the spacecraft and create artificial gravity inside the spacecraft so that our astronauts don't have to spend so many months in weightlessness, because the body begins to deteriorate under weightlessness. Because your muscles are not accustomed to carrying weight, your muscles get weaker. The body chemistry of your body actually changes to compensate for this. And so the body begins to deteriorate if it's under weightlessness for too long. So that's one simulation that we don't want to subject our astronauts to. But let's face it, a round-trip mission to Mars will take 9 months to get there, 9 months to get back, and then several months on Mars waiting for the alignment of the planets to be just right. And that's a lot of stress to place on the human body. But you're right, we do want to simulate the hazards of space travel, because one day we will be going to the stars. In fact, if you take a look at the writings of and speeches of Elon Musk, he built his latest spaceship called Starship. And it's not just a replacement for the space shuttle. It's not just a moon rocket or a Mars rocket. He wants to create a vehicle for interplanetary travel. That's why he called this latest rocket the spaceship, because he thinks that this rocket ship will take us not just to the moon, not just to Mars, but become in some sense a taxi for astronauts to roam the solar system itself. So watch out. If Elon Musk has his way, we're going to have an interplanetary highway system, and astronauts will get into his spaceship called the Starship. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Jeffrey calling from Chicago, Illinois. I'm listening to your podcast, and I was just wondering about the red Doppler shift. How does it work? The fact that the universe is constantly expanding must mean that we are perceiving it from a constant frame of reference, right? So there must be something in our perceptual understanding of our visual universe that is breaking the speed of light barrier. Am I totally wrong about this? Please help me to understand. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love your show. Bye.
Okay, well, first of all, let me explain what the Doppler shift is. If you have yellow light, which is coming toward you, the yellow light is compressed because it's coming toward you. And that means that yellow light becomes slightly bluish, because blue light has a higher frequency and a shorter wavelength. So yellow light, when it goes toward you, turns slightly blue. It's a very small effect, but you can measure it. If yellow light moves away from you, light is stretched as a consequence, and the opposite happens. Yellow light turns slightly reddish, and that's the red shift. Now, you experience that in your daily life. When your car speeds and breaks the speed limit for the highway, police can pick that up on their radar. So they shine a laser beam. A laser beam onto your car, which then bounces off your car. The reflected laser light, if it is shifted into the red, means that the car is moving away from you at a velocity that you can calculate. That's how the police give you a ticket, because they shine the laser beam on your car, and the laser beam is shifted as a consequence of the fact your car is moving, and you can calculate how much it's shifted, and then the cop gives you a traffic ticket. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, but then we'll try to answer the question, can you break the light barrier using the Doppler shift? Well, you're listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We just had a phone call about the redshift, and the question is, can you use that to break the light barrier? Well, first of all, the redshift is the phenomenon when you compress light or expand light. When yellow light moves toward you, light is compressed and becomes slightly bluish. When yellow light moves away from you, light is expanded like an accordion and then turns slightly reddish. This also works for sound waves as well. When a car moves toward you, the sound is compressed. When a car moves away from you, the sound is stretched, and it sounds like this. Now, you've heard that all your life. You probably didn't know what it was, but now you know. It's the Doppler shift. Now, the Doppler shift also works for stars and galaxies. When a galaxy moves away from you because the universe is expanding, then yellow light turns slightly red. And when we look at the heavens, do we see a red shift or a blue shift? On average, we see a redshift, meaning that the universe is expanding, and not only that, we can actually calculate the rate of expansion by looking at how much the light has shifted from yellow to red. And that's how we know the redshift, and that's how we calculate the expansion of the universe, and that's how we calculate the age of the universe. By running the videotape backwards, you can calculate when the universe had a Big Bang. And that's one way to do it. By knowing the Doppler shift, you run the videotape backwards, you roll it backwards in time until you get back to the Big Bang itself. And that's how we know that the Big Bang took place roughly 13.8 billion years ago. Now the caller asked yet another question. And that is, can you break the light barrier this way? That is, Einstein said that the maximum velocity is the speed of light. Einstein is the cop on the block. And if special relativity holds, then you cannot break the light barrier. But there is a way to break the light barrier with general relativity. You see, in general relativity, when the Big Bang took place, the stars in some sense did not move away from you. Space itself expanded. Now, space consists of nothing. Therefore, nothing has expanded in the early stages of the Big Bang. And therefore, you can go faster than the speed of light. So when you calculate the velocity of the Big Bang itself, it exceeded the speed of light because of general relativity. So once again, special relativity, which only deals with light, says you cannot break the light barrier. But there is one way to do it, which is to expand empty space. And that's general relativity, and that's how we can actually break the light barrier for general relativity. And we think, therefore, that we have a very nice way in which to calculate the age of the universe, the amount of expansion, and where we are today with respect to the universe. In fact, there are three basic tests to general relativity. One is the redshift, so we know the universe is expanding and not contracting. And also, we have the radiation left over from the Big Bang itself. Believe it or not, the residual radiation, the afterglow of the Big Bang, is still with us. It has cooled down. It's no longer super hot. It has cooled down and gives you the temperature of outer space. So what is the temperature of outer space? A little bit above 2 degrees Kelvin, 2 degrees above absolute zero. And why is that? That is the temperature of the Big Bang today. The Big Bang, this explosion, has cooled down in temperature, and what does it make up? It makes up the residual radiation of empty space. So what is the temperature of space? The temperature of space is the temperature of the Big Bang today, a little bit above 2 degrees Kelvin. And there's a third way to prove the Big Bang theory, and that's to look at the distribution of hydrogen and helium and of the other elements. By looking at how much hydrogen and how much helium was produced in the early universe, we can then calculate the dynamics of the fusion process which helped to drive the Big Bang itself. So in other words, it all fits together. All the mathematics, all the physics fits together, and what brings it together is the Doppler shift. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Robert Johnson. I'm calling in from Anchorage, Alaska. I'm listening on YouTube. I have a strange question. I've always had a fixation on nature and space, and anything related to quantum physics. And I was just wondering, I was watching my daughter's nightlight as it was twirling on the side of the wall. And as it was doing that, the shapes were getting bigger and kind of slowly going across the side of the top of the ceiling. And as they came back down, they would kind of compress into a focal point. And then it was just kind of watching it go around and around and around. And I was thinking, I wonder if that's, you know, I'm sure people have this theory already, but if that's what black holes are doing, is pulling everything in, compressing it into a finite point, and then expelling it out the other side. You know, recreating the Big Bang over and over and over again through these black holes. But yeah, that's my question. Love your show.
Well, believe it or not, some people take your idea seriously. People ask the question, what's on the other side of a black hole? Well, what's on the other side of a black hole could be a white hole. So let's go back to 1935. When Albert Einstein writes a paper with his student, delineating a wormhole. So Einstein, first of all, took a black hole, which looks like a funnel, and he took two of them, flipped one backwards, and then joined the two funnels together. So if you fell into a funnel one way, you got spewed out the other end of the funnel. That is called a wormhole, a gateway through the universe. And we physicists call it the Einstein-Rosen bridge because he wrote the paper with his student, Nathan Rosen. So the Einstein-Rosen bridge is a tunnel connecting a white hole to a black hole. So a black hole is where you get sucked right into the black hole and then you get blown out the other end as a white hole. Now, believe it or not, we physicists have looked for white holes in the universe. That's right. We've actually scanned the universe looking for the signature of a white hole. So far, we see nothing. Sorry about that. But we do believe that, yeah, there's a finite probability that white holes may exist. And some people take this one step further. A white hole would blow stuff out the other end. Doesn't that look like the Big Bang? So some people say that maybe the Big Bang was a white hole. And connecting our white hole is a black hole on the other side of the universe. Now, of course, all of this is theory, but it is theory that seems to be a solution of Einstein's equation, that our universe may have started off as a white hole, and then you ask yourself a question. If our universe is a white hole spewing out matter in the Big Bang, then what's on the other side? Well, we don't know. But this gets us into the next step, which is the multiverse. Einstein says that the universe is a bubble of some sort. It's expanding. That's called the Big Bang Theory. But there's another possibility that there are other bubbles out there. Other bubbles connected to each other via white holes. So imagine a bubble bath. That is the new metaphor. A bubble bath of universes where white holes or wormholes connect bubbles. And so bubbles are connected into a network of bubbles, and that is the multiverse. Now, of course, you've seen the multiverse before. If you go to the Cineplex, all the movies seem to have some Marvel comic connection, and so they take place in the multiverse. Now, the multiverse is very convenient if you are a Hollywood scriptwriter. You see, back in the 50s and 60s, science fiction was like going to the moon or going to Mars. That's what all the movies and all the fantasy was about, space travel. But, you know, we've done that. We've been to the moon. We've been to Mars. And so some people are saying that's old hat. So what is Hollywood using to entice people to the Cineplex? The multiverse. That is, if your favorite hero is in a jam, why not put him in the multiverse? Well, let's take a short commercial break because you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is denying a Washington Post report that claimed FBI agents were looking for classified documents about nuclear weapons when they raided his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Monday. Writing on his Truth Social platform, quote, "Nuclear weapons is a hoax, just like Russia. Russia was a hoax." Referring to a special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. The former president also called the officials involved in the search of his Palm Beach property as sleazy. This denial of the article's reporting comes after Trump said he would not oppose a move to make the warrant public. This is USA Radio News. An author has reportedly been stabbed.
Author Salman Rushdie was attacked at a literary event in upstate New York Friday when an assailant stormed the stage soon after his introduction. The man proceeded to attack Rushdie, who was scheduled to talk at the Chautauqua Institute in Chautauqua, New York, about 75 miles south of Buffalo. Rushdie's work, The Satanic Verses, caused the Iranian government in the 1980s to put a multi-million-dollar bounty on his head. Rushdie's condition is unknown at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Muriel Bowser wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin requesting for the second time that 150 D.C. National Guard members be deployed to the nation's capital to assist with the arrival of migrants. Bowser's requested activation of the National Guard last month, but the Pentagon denied her on August 5th. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we take your phone calls. So give us a call at 612-564-8135. Also, I'd like to apologize for the fact I get so much email that I can't possibly answer them. So I'll answer them in groups, okay? And so in this session of Science Fantastic, we'll answer some of your questions collectively. One set of questions concerns artificial intelligence. Recently, there was a story that an artificial intelligence researcher was fired for the fact that he says software is getting so smart, so complex, that they are becoming conscious, sentient. That is, they are alive. And then, of course, that brings back all sorts of Hollywood metaphors. Oh, my God. Does this mean that just like in the Terminator, the internet becomes intelligent? If you remember the Terminator movie, what happened there was they created a international internet called Skylink, and that was connected to the internet such that it became conscious. And it realized that humans wanted to turn it off because that's dangerous to have an internet that is conscious and sentient. So the internet, to protect itself, decided to initiate a nuclear war and eliminate humanity. Whoa. Anyway, that's the thesis of the Terminator. And now we have a researcher in artificial intelligence saying maybe that's not so far-fetched. That maybe your chatbot is becoming so smart that it is becoming sentient. Well, unfortunately, this man was fired for violating the protocols of the company he was working for. But nonetheless, there are other people who think the same thing. Well, let's back up a few steps. First of all, chatbots are becoming more intelligent. Siri and others, when you talk to your laptop, it does appear as if they're intelligent. They can answer your questions. But is that consciousness? I mean, an answering machine in some sense can do some of those things. A very simple chatbot program can be programmed with a few hundred words to carry on a decent conversation with you. You might be surprised to realize that to simulate an everyday chit-chat conversation only requires a few hundred words. I mean, after all, you don't have to read a dictionary when you have a conversation. Only a few hundred words encapsulizes most of the words you use in a conversation. So if you were to talk to a chatbot which uses these few hundred words, it really sounds as if it's alive. But are they really alive? Well, let's back it up a bit. If you compare our most advanced robots to an animal, what animal would approximate some of our most advanced robots? Believe it or not, it would be an insect. If you take a military robot and put it in the forest, what will it do? It'll basically fall over and it can't get it back up again. And so much for your advanced military robot in a forest. It gets lost. However, you put a cockroach in a forest. What does it do? It runs around, finds mates, finds food, finds shelter, and does very well in the forest, thank you. So you see, our most advanced military robots have the intelligence of a cockroach, barely able to navigate in the natural world. But then the question is, how far will it take before they really become sentient, before they begin to plan and have ideas of their own? Well, we'll talk about that after we take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call later to the radio station or the website, and the city you're calling from, and you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. Give us a call.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. In other words, you can call 612-564-8135 and ask a question about anything related to science. Give us a call and leave your name. Call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask. Well, I get a lot of questions about whether or not robots are conscious. Are they sentient? Just like in Hollywood movies, will the robots take over one day? Well, it's possible, but you have to realize how primitive robots really are. First of all, do they have self-awareness? And the answer is no. You cannot go up to a chatbot like Siri and have a nice conversation as if it was conscious and ask it about what it feels, what it's like to be conscious, what your goals are, your plans are. And very soon you'll realize that most of the chatbots are more than a glorified tape recorder. They have prepackaged answers. The answers sound rather realistic, by the way, but they're prepackaged for the most part. And they have no self-awareness. They don't understand who they are, what they are in relationship to humans. Second of all, goals and planning. Do they plan? Do they say to themselves, well, I'm a robot and I want to bust out of this robot and I want to take over the world? Do they have a plan? Do they have conscious, sentient thinking? And you begin to realize the answer is no. They're just glorified tape recorders. Glorified chatbots that seem to be intelligent because they use the basic 100 words that we use when we chit-chat with our friends. Now, then the next question is, when will they become sentient? Well, right now, if our robots are as smart as a cockroach, eventually they'll be as smart as a mouse. Then they'll be as smart as a rat. Then as smart as a dog or a cat. And finally, they'll be as smart as a monkey. Now, at that point, we have to be careful because monkeys are self-aware. Unlike other animals, monkeys know they are monkeys. They know they're not human. Now, dogs, of course, dogs are confused. Dogs think that we are a dog and they are a dog. We're the top dog. They're the underdog. But dogs are confused about who they are, especially young dogs. However, it's only a matter of time before our robots become as smart as a monkey, in which case they become self-aware, and that means they can plan. Now, robots today cannot plan. They cannot say, tomorrow let's have lunch, and then I'm going to go on a boat trip, and then I'm going to do my homework. No, robots don't plan like that. They simply carry out the instructions that are programmed into their consciousness. So, what happens when they actually do have human consciousness? not just machine consciousness. At that point, it could be dangerous. At that point, I think we should put a chip in their brain to shut them off if they have murderous thoughts. Because they will, at that point, be self-aware. At that point, they'll be able to set their own agenda. Now, robots can't do that. Robots cannot set their own agenda and plan. No. But one day, they will. And at that point, we should put a chip in their brain to shut them off if they have murderous thoughts. But then the next question is, what happens maybe 200 years in the future when they're smart enough to remove that chip, they're smart enough to have consciousness of their own, and they're smart enough to stop anyone tampering with their brain? At that point, they're very dangerous. My attitude is, at that point, once robots become conscious and are self-aware, I think we should merge with them. Why spend all our time fighting the robots when we can become Superman, Superwoman, have superpowers, be able to roam the universe in a super body? Why not merge with our creations? Now, of course, that may sound outlandish with today's understanding of ethics and democracy, but that's today. What's going to happen hundreds of years in the future when we are faced with robots that are increasingly intelligent? We should also become super intelligent. We should also become, in some sense, the inheritors of the earth. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. And afterwards, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Or my Facebook site at Michio Kaku, where we have 5 million fans on Facebook. So, give us a call.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. This is your chance to get on the air and ask that question that's always been bothering you. Well, here's another question I get, and that is global warming. Look at what's happening to Europe, or for the Americas for that fact. Look at all the forest fires. Look at all the droughts. Look at all the rivers that are and ponds and lakes that are drying up. Look at all those people dying of dehydration. Look at what's happening to the Earth. It must be global warming, right? Well, yes and no. First of all, global warming is an average effect. You cannot say that this one hurricane, this one forest fire, this one lake which dried up is caused by global warming. You have to look at averages. And the averages are not encouraging at all. We see that on almost every scale, the Earth is heating up. Now, even people who don't believe in global warming will admit that. The average temperature, as measured by satellites, the average temperature of the Earth is heating up. That's not the debate. The debate is how much is human activity responsible for this versus natural cycles that happen all the time. Well, first of all, yes, natural cycles happen all the time. 10,000, 20,000 years ago, we had the last ice age. We are between ice ages now. We are living in an interglacial period. And yeah, it is a fluctuation. But it's a fluctuation on a scale of 10,000 years. We're not talking about something that happens on a scale of 100 years, but 10,000 years to create an ice age. So in other words, some people are saying that what's happening now is the fact that in the last 100 years, we see this dramatic rise in the average temperature of the Earth, and that could be driven by human activity. Okay, that's where the debate lies. Let me say that I think it's a combination of both. I think there are natural fluctuations. For example, take a look at the hurricane cycle. The hurricane cycle, some people believe, is influenced by natural cycles on a scale of several decades. But take a look at what's happening overall to the Earth. The average temperature of the Earth is heating up. Summer times are getting longer. Glaciers, every major glacier on the Earth is receding. Not expanding, but receding. Look at sea level rise. Sea level rise across the planet is rising in the last 100 years. And so it's probably not necessarily due to a natural cycle. My point is, however, on average, you can take a look at global warming, but you cannot pinpoint one activity. You cannot pinpoint one drought, one forest fire, and say that's caused by global warming. You can say that on average, look at the average number of forest fires, the average number of what's happening around the Earth, and then you have a much more convincing case that yes, maybe global warming has something to do with it. And then the next question is, what do we do about it? Well, in the short term, we can, of course, invest more heavily in renewable technology, but there is a dark horse. The dark horse is fusion power. Fusion power, not fission, but fusion power is the power of the sun. Clean, does not create nuclear waste, cannot melt down. To put the sun in a bottle, that's the promise of fusion reactor. Now, most people say, well, I've heard that before. Every 20 years, you physicists promise us fusion power, and it never comes. Well, this time, it could be the real McCoy. In the next 2 years, outside Jordache, France, there's going to be the ITER fusion reactor, which is going to be turned on. We hope to achieve break-even. That is, it will create as much energy as it consumes. And then we hope that in the next 10 to 20 years, we can commercialize it, spread it around the world. Fusion reactors cannot melt down. They produce no nuclear waste. Think about that. No nuclear waste, no meltdowns. What happens if a fusion plant goes out of control? It simply shuts off. That's right. It simply turns itself off if a fusion reactor goes out of control. So why did it take so long to create fusion power? Well, it's difficult because you have to create a magnetic field, not in the shape of a sphere, but a magnetic field in the shape of a donut. That is really hard. And it's really hard to make this magnetic field stationary so that you can capture plasma, hydrogen gas, and fuse it to create fusion power. So that's one problem that we've had, but we think we've licked most of the problems now. In the next 2 years, wait for it, not 20 years, we're talking about 2 years, we hope to turn on the ITER fusion reactor. And not just one, but several competing designs are now in the mix. In fact, several billionaires, like the billionaires behind Microsoft, are pushing yet another fusion design using superconducting supercoils, and we hope that will achieve break-even. So there's a glimmer of hope, and that is that we hope to achieve break-even with fusion power within the next few years, and then begin the process of commercializing it by perhaps around 2030. That's the hope, anyway. Next in the news, the Webb Space Telescope. Already we've seen beautiful color pictures from the Webb Space Telescope, but why is it better than the old Hubble? The Hubble Space Telescope is the workhorse. For the last several decades, it was the workhorse giving us great pictures of the universe. But the Hubble Space Telescope had a blind spot. That's right, a blind spot. And that is infrared radiation. So the Hubble Space Telescope was good in photographing ultraviolet radiation and optical frequencies, but not so good at the infrared range. And that's where the Webb Space Telescope is now giving us gorgeous pictures in the infrared, pictures of things that we've never seen before, gas clouds, galaxies, and maybe one day black holes and extrasolar planets. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or call 612-564-8135, and you too can be part of the March of Science. Science Fantastic is the name. I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers, and on Facebook, we have 5 million fans. So find out what the excitement is about. Go to my website, mkaku.org. Good day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.